Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. And here is this week's iTunes review. It comes to you from Dub by V. She writes, "I love the podcast. You speak your mind and you don't sugarcoat anything. I love your energy and your good spirit." Oh, that just fills my heart. You don't even understand how much I enjoy these reviews. So please, if you feel the need, please go to iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast. Do me a favor and hit me up with a 5-star review. I absolutely love them. They mean the world to me, and I will read it on my podcast. So thank you so much, Dub by V. It does mean the world to me.
Hey, I hope that you guys are having a wonderful day. This recording is a little different for you, is that I am doing this from my home office. I'm recording this during, the corona outbreak, and it's coming to you live from my home studio. So enjoy the show. All right. So today's show is all about self-discipline. And one of the things I always hear from my clients, people on the socials, is that if I had more self-discipline, I would be able to, and insert the thing, I would work out more, I would eat better, I would sleep more, I would whatever, woulda, coulda, shoulda, all the things that I hear. And so I wanted to really sit down and talk about what the heck is self-discipline. And let's get on the same page and make sure that we're both, or all of us, are talking the same language. I'm huge on vocabulary. You know, for me, vocabulary is everything. And when we use the same vocabulary, that way we all know what the hell we're talking about. So let me just break this down. Self-discipline is a combination of skills that put into effect consistently will achieve the results that you want, right? So that's self-discipline. So that tells me if I only had more consistency in my life, my health, my relationships, my fitness, my family, my whatever you want to achieve would be better. And here's what I know. Consistency is a long-term process, okay? It is not something that, oh, if I'm consistent for 30 days, I'm going to be a rock star. No, I had a conversation. It was during my alcohol podcast, and I'll link it up in the show notes. It was that we talked about how long is consistency, and she talked about 100 days. And I said, that says about what I think it takes to get to a point where consistency now becomes what I call a routine. And so we talked about that. And so this is what self-discipline is. It's like the road to a long-term practice, a long-term routine, so that these behaviors over time are going to lead to your success. And that's what we're all seeking. We're all seeking, at the end of the day, we want success. And so here's what I know. Being organized is paramount. And I know being organized is really challenging for a lot of people. I get it, because I am one of those people who I describe myself as an organized winger. I'm organized on certain things, and on other pieces, whoa, not so much. So there has to be a level of organization if you are to achieve any type of self-discipline in your life. And maybe the self-discipline is becoming organized around what it is you want to own, what it is that you want to be self-disciplined around. And the second piece is that you have to be okay being a beginner. Beginnings are messy. Beginnings, you're not going to nail it. And the best way I can describe it to people is that I think about learning a language. Has anyone learned a language? On day one, day 50, are you fluent, right? Could they drop you, let's say Spanish. I've always wanted to learn Spanish. Like my husband and I make fun of each other. We're like, and we haven't even learned Spanish. Inside joke. But Spanish is the one thing I always said I wanted to learn. And so I know that if I wanted to learn Spanish, I wouldn't be fluent on day one. You know, you couldn't drop me in the middle of Mexico and me expect to have this like, you know, amazing fluent conversation with the locals, because that just wouldn't happen. And that's what so many people expect when it comes to getting healthy and fit, that if I have this conversation, or if I, you know, decide that I'm going to follow this program, by Friday, I am going to be fluent in it and I'm just going to be crushing it. Well, no, you are going to have setbacks, right? You know, you are going to struggle. Like if I was trying to speak Spanish, I would be struggling for the word. I might be struggling for the word like, oh my God, what's the word for glass? Like what is that word for glass? While I'm having a conversation, that's how it's going to be when you're trying to take on this self-discipline. And it requires you to be honest with yourself. It's like, I always challenge my clients to say, okay, where have you tripped up before, right? Let's look at the poop on the carpet so that when the poop is on the carpet, we know where it is. We know what's going to trip us up, right? You know, for many people, right? So we're in Corona madness right now. This is tripping up a lot of people, right? You know, I have clients who are like, but well, when I go to the gym, I can't go to the gym. So what do I do for chest presses if I don't have a chest press machine at home? And I was like, okay, let's not panic. What do you have for dumbbells? What do you have for weights? Can you do push-ups? You know, it's being able to shift on the fly and be okay with those shifts, being okay with change, right? You know, life came at us really freaking fast. And being able to just like take a step back, assess, acknowledge, and move on. And that's where strength comes. And that's how, you know, life comes at me fast too. And I'm not saying this to dissuade anyone. What I really want it to come through for many of us is that it's okay to be nervous. It's okay to be scared. It's okay to be afraid. That is how we are right now. But my biggest challenge to you is I want you to just own it, right? Don't try to bypass it. Don't try to just like, you know, bury yourself in Pop-Tarts. It's how do we own it? That's self-discipline. It's stepping up and owning where you are so that we can make better choices, so that we can make better decisions. Because at the end of the day, it's our decisions that drive us, okay? And, you know, when people typically say, this is what I want more self-discipline is, I really want to kind of like break it down. Like, what exactly does that mean? You know, like I said in the beginning of the episode, I'm a vocabulary person. And the more I understand vocabulary, the more it becomes crystal clear in my head. Like one of the words that I struggled with for years is intention. And I was like, I don't really know what that means. I got no idea. And it took me a while to really kind of like, master what it meant. And it really means, what do you want your outcome to be? Okay. So if you tell me I need to be more self-disciplined, great. What do you want your outcome to be? And I ask my clients this all the time, and they probably roll their eyes at me. They're all virtual, so I can't see the eye roll. But I want that outcome to be so crystal clear that people aren't like, what does that mean? What do you mean? And, you know, like one of the biggest words that is like one of my biggest triggers is the word tone. What in Hades does that mean? What is tone? For me, tone is a soap from the 80s. I don't understand what tone. I want to tone up my tush. I want to tone up my arms. What does that look like? How would I know you reach tone? Okay. So that's really where I live. Like that's me and my vocabulary. So the first place we touched on it, you got to take personal responsibility for your actions, right? This is the core of self-discipline. The word self means you, right? Okay. It means you. So you have to look at your own behaviors and say, are my behaviors leading to my success? Okay. No one is pushing that brownie on you. And if they are, then you have to have the conversation. Is this someone that I want to be around? Because if I told them, hey, I am working on, you know, not having brownies every day or not having wine every night, you know, whatever it is, or I want to get up early and go to the gym, you need to make sure that you, you know, you're starting to take responsibility for your decisions so that, you know, you're able to navigate through this and be able to do better the next time. The second part is believe that you are responsible for yourself, right? Don't believe that it's in someone else's hands. You know, I'm a trainer, I'm a coach, and I believe I'm a guide, right? You know, have you ever gone on vacation and you sign up for a tour and the tour guide is showing you, you know, the ruins of, you know, Tulum or the Colosseum on Rome or what have you. I am pointing things out. That's my job. But at the end of the day, when you are clear about what you want, it doesn't take an outside influence for you to do the right thing. Let me repeat that. If you are clear about what you want, it doesn't take an outside influence for you to do the right thing. You just know. You just ask yourself better questions. And that's the crutch. Tony Robbins, you know, he's my boyfriend. And he always says, if you want a better life, you have to ask yourself better questions. And the question I always challenge my clients to ask, and I challenge you to ask, is that is what I'm doing right now moving me towards my goal or away from my goal? And this isn't an invitation to beat the crap out of yourself. This is literally just a black and white question, right? You know, it's like if we were taking one of those like SAT questions, it was like, you know, if a train's coming at 400 miles an hour, like how fast is it going? Like that's, there's just one answer, yes or no. Okay. And if it's no, and then you have the conversation with yourself, like, am I cool with having this brownie right now? Or, yes. Yeah. I want this. Like I'm having this, I own it, and I'm moving on after this, right? This isn't an invitation to have it and then like go 20 rounds with yourself like you're Mike Tyson. I also want you to believe about your own potential. Believe that it's possible for you, right? This is what I want to say. One of the missing pieces is that, you know, people think that, you know, self-discipline is only for people who are strong. No, we all have the ability to be self-disciplined, but you have to believe that you can, right? You have to believe that it's possible for you. And so you have to set yourself up in a way that will lead you to success, right? So that means that, you know, if I am, you know, peanut butter is like the Achilles heel for so many people. So if peanut butter is my Achilles heel, that's telling me that I'm not buying it. I'm not bringing it in my house so that I don't set myself up that I'm going to be like, you know, wondering like, whoa, I had a couple scoops. And next thing you know, the whole jar's gone, right? We've all had those moments. So I'm asking you that forgive yourself for that moment, but also take away those moments so that you set yourself up for success. Okay. And, you know, we talked about this and I know this is something I teach regularly. It's one of my like, you know, passions is if you don't set your goals properly, you're never going to achieve them. And let me repeat that. You have to set your goals properly. And I know so many people are afraid to set goals because they failed before and it's not you. It's not goals. It's the fact that you might not have been very clear about what it is that you wanted, or you didn't set a deadline, or as what I call scope creep. And scope creep is, it typically happens, you know, if you've ever seen a friend remodel, or maybe you've remodeled a home, and it starts with, yeah, we're just ripping up the floor in the bathroom, and we're just getting new floor. It's going to be these great new tiles. We're just going to be so excited about it. Then the great new tiles get laid down and then you're like, oh, wow. I want to have a new tub. Then I want to have a new toilet. Then I want to have a new sink. And it just goes on and on and on and on. So that's scope creep where like the original goal was just the floor. And that's what happens to people, like, oh, you know, I want to be able to squat my body weight. Well, but I also want to make sure that my butt's bigger than, oh, I also want to make sure I have shoulders. And so it goes on and on and on. So like you never have an end sight. So that way you never say, oh, I didn't hit my goal, right? It's easy for you to say I didn't hit my goal, or you don't try that hard because you're like, you want to prove yourself right. So one of the ways I've gotten around this is I help my clients set goals by using what I call the reps formula. And that's in episode 34. So I will again link that up in the show notes. And that way you can go through the reps formula so that you know that you're setting goals that you will actually hit, that you will actually succeed in doing them. And as we talked about, you know, self-discipline is about is creating long-term success, long-term behaviors. In order to do that, I have to have a schedule, right? And I challenge anyone listening right now is that you need to create a plan, and that plan needs to be weekly or daily. I don't care, but there has to be a plan. And, you know, especially, you know, when we were stuck at home during Corona madness, the biggest thing is you got to set that plan, because it's really easy to get up and just kind of bump around and make, you know, endless trips to the fridge and endless trips to like just kind of like seeing, you know, what's around and miss a workout or just be scrolling on my phone. Just sit down and say, this is the plan. This is what I'm going to eat. This is what I'm going to work out. These are the times, and just stick to that plan. And this helps keep you from saying the day got away from me or the week got away from me, right? You have a plan. You wake up and you're like, Monday, this is what's going to happen. Tuesday, this is what's going to happen. Wednesday, this is what's going to happen. This is what I'm going to eat, so on and so forth. And that way it unfolds and you've set out the intentions of what you want life to be versus letting life take you. Now, especially in, you know, such crazy times, gratitude, 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 gratitude. It was, you know, every night before I go to bed, I write down three simple things I can be grateful for. And I know that, you know, during all of this, you know, lockdown, it was really hard to find gratitude. And, you know, it could be the gratitude that, hey, you are healthy. Your family's healthy. You haven't killed anyone in your immediate family from being cooped up with them for so long. Maybe it's that you got outside for a walk. You know, it's finding comfort, gratitude in the little things, right? It doesn't have to be huge. And I used to get caught up in that. I used to think gratitude had to be this big, huge thing. And it doesn't have to be that big and huge. The other place I want you to think about is like, you know, confidence. Be confident, be patient, be calm. Right? So I talked about the reps formula. That's one of the reasons why I came up with a reps formula, is that it helps you to understand your plan. It helps you understand, is your plan, your goals realistic? Are you excited about them? Do you have a preemptive plan? And is it sustainable for the long term? And that way, I know you're going to hit your goals. And as you're making these strides towards hitting your goals, I know you're going to feel confident about them. And I know that, which is really, 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 really hard, you are going to have patience. You're not going to be peeking around the corner, wishing it was coming faster, wishing and hoping and praying. You just are going to feel confident and calm that it is going to happen. You know, one of my biggest mottos that I say is that I want you and everyone who's listening to focus, my magic makers, I want you to focus on the process over your progress. Because when I focus on my process, that's repeatable. And if the process is good, the results will come and the results will be repeatable. And that's what we're all looking for, right? We're all looking for this repeatable system. We can call it self-discipline. We could call it weight loss. We could call it whatever it is that we want to call it. But we are looking for that repeatable system that when we decide that we want to be healthy and fit, it's something you just do, right? Something you just do, like brushing your teeth. You would never not brush your teeth, right? You would be like, it's just something that happens. And that's what I feel what self-discipline is. And there's no drama, right? You know, even when things are tough, there's no drama. You just do it because you're following the steps. And this is just what your lifestyle is. You might be making tweaks and adjustments, but you're just, you know, marching along. The last piece is that I want you to forgive yourself for your imperfections, right? We talked about it. beginnings are messy. You are going to slip up. You are going to screw up. But don't let that send you off the rails. It's literally, it's like if you're walking on the road. And I'm going to tell you this quick story. A few years ago, I'm in Melbourne, Australia, and I'm chatting away, missed the curb. I literally like face planted in the middle of the street, busy street. And I could have just laid there and become a speed bump. But I got up, embarrassed as all hell, and kept going. That's what I want you to think about when you have one too many, you know, Pop-Tarts or one too many gummy worms. It's a moment in time. Own it and move on. Okay. Because you're not going to be perfect. And I don't want that one little slip up to send you off the rails, right? That one little slip up didn't send me back to my hotel. And I'm like, I'm never going to leave this hotel until I'm on a plane back to America. No, I was like, oh, well, that was embarrassing. Let's go. All right. Okay. So the most important thing I want you to realize about self-discipline is that you don't have to be perfect from day one. The biggest thing is have a plan, right? Know where you want to go and create a plan from there. And that's how you're going to really get that self-discipline that we all want. Because like no one wants to be like, we want health and fitness to be easy and breezy as much as we want. We don't want it to be this like militaristic thing. And that's my whole key. So I challenge you to create your, go through the reps. I'm going to link the episode that I talked about it. And I want you to think about, you know, this is a long-term practice and it's not going to be done overnight. Small steps will get you there much faster than the go big, go home mentality. All right, Magic Makers, it has been my pleasure working with you tonight. And if you have any questions, you know, find me on the socials and enjoy your life. Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic Podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.